Okay, let's talk about Leslie Padgett, PADGETT, Leslie, LESLIE, 62071. Chief complaint, since I had COVID, I can't take a deep breath, number one. Number two, leg pain. Number three, arm numbness. Number four, leg numbness. Number five, facial numbness. Number six, I had a heart attack earlier this year, but they never checked my carotid. Number seven, she had a cardiac catheterization without any evidence of blockage. Number eight, strong family history of heart attack and stroke in the family. Number nine, concern about abdominal pain, nausea, and other symptoms that she's had since COVID this year, but never before that. This is a 51-year-old woman, works at home, married 33 years, has three children. She had a last period in 2020. She comes in today for a surgical clearance to remove a soft tissue mass from the bottom of her foot, but she also has other issues that she would like to see and be concerned and is concerned about at this time period. The paragraph review of system, see above. Medications, none. Medical problems, high blood pressure in the past, but it's pretty well controlled now with diet and exercise. Surgery, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, cardiac catheterization. Social, as above. Family history, coronary artery disease, dementia, no cancer, and strong family history stroke. COVID immunization, none, but had COVID in April. Today on exam, she weighs 174 pounds in no distress, 98%, 97.7, 16, 72, 153 over 90. Heart positive, some of two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft mixture, JVDs, kinshores, narashura, mucosa, with anilogical condom, focal. Number one, history of myocardial infarction in April. Patient did have a stress test and a cardiac catheterization, doing well. Number two, echocardiogram was very much within normal limits with good ejection fracture. Next number, we also looked at a carotid ultrasound because of numbness and tingling that she's had with a strong family history of stroke, history of heart attack, and long COVID. No evidence of blockage was noted in the carotid. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits. Next number, we looked at her abdomen because of nausea, and everything was within normal limits. Next number, her pelvic shows no mass. Next number, patient scheduled for foot surgery, as I mentioned. Next number, EKG is within normal limits. Next number, chest x-ray is perfectly normal. Next one was continue taking aspirin as before. Did I say allergy, penicillin? If I didn't, please put that down. Next number, patient will come back to go over her lab before her surgery. Next number, patient probably does have long COVID. If symptoms continue, I've recommended vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. But if the symptoms do continue after the next month or so, she may be seen at the Baylor Long COVID Clinic. Next number, patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving the office. Next number, her pre-op clearance form was filled out and will be faxed with the lab when available. Next number, EKG is within normal limits, by the way, and so is the chest x-ray. Thank you.